This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGeor. Today I'm speaking with Heather Hedden. Heather, how are you?
Fine, thanks, and thanks for inviting me.
Heather, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, actually, I'm a taxonomist, and that's closely related. I create taxonomies, which are usually structured sets of terms used for metadata to tag or classify content items. And the content can be digital assets or text documents. So I'm involved in more than just the digital asset management as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I originally got into the field from background of indexing with a company that's now become Cengage Learning. Indexes reference materials for libraries, so magazine, newspaper articles, pamphlets, maps, charts, and images too. I've worked as a taxonomist in both full-time positions and as a consultant or contractor. I'm in between jobs at the moment, and my most recent job was as the taxonomy manager in a wind energy company based in Boston. There I developed a better nested folder structure for the hierarchical classification of content to better support browsing. And I also developed taxonomies with numerous synonyms for auto-classification of content to better support search. A third taxonomy project to improve metadata for manually tagging content was also in the plans. Although many documents there were text files, they also had CAD drawings, topographical maps, PowerPoint presentations, and image files, such as many photos of wind farm locations and wind turbines. So the taxonomy covered lots of terms dealing with all these different documents, technical, legal, financial, covering all areas of the business. I've also been involved in developing policies or guidelines for tagging or classifying content with a taxonomy, which is an important component of taxonomy work.
Great. And Heather, you recently wrote a book called The Accidental Taxonomist. What inspired you to write this book?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. I also teach a continuing education workshop, which is a five-week workshop through Simmons College Graduate School of Library and Information Science and Introduction to Taxonomies. I've been doing that for a couple of years, and I got an inquiry if I would teach like a second, more advanced class. I just got to thinking of how much more that would be, you know, because it's ongoing every other month or something.
Oh.
So, and since I've had accumulated some other written materials and giving presentations, I thought maybe it'd be better to put this all into a book that would serve both those at an introductory level and at a more advanced level, if you had a lot of material together. Now, to back up, I have also been doing kind of as a freelance side work, some back of the book indexing, writing indexes to nonfiction books. So, you know, reading a lot of different nonfiction books, some of them professional books, I thought, well, maybe I could write a book too. And I mean, I consider my background pretty comprehensive in both that created taxonomies used by, you know, human manual indexers, taggers, and those for auto classification.
Mm-hmm.
I've also created taxonomies for those are kind of more commercial published content and those that are for internal enterprise content. So with that kind of broad background, I felt pretty qualified to write a book on this because some people have written books that are more narrow just for
mm-hmm.
enterprise taxonomies.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked around, there really wasn't that much out there just on taxonomies today. And there's another book that's more on knowledge management or some that are focused on controlled vocabularies more for library-focused areas. So it was a need that needed filling.
Heather, is there a website where you can get more information about this?
Oh, yes. It's www.accidental-taxonomist.com, which has a lot of information about the book, the table of contents, the index, the introduction foreword. And it also has all the websites mentioned throughout the book, the URLs, and they're hyperlinked. So you can actually get a lot of information that I have in my book without reading it, although I hope you do. So I hope readers can go to that.
And what advice would you give to DAM professionals or people aspiring to be a DAM professional?
Okay, well, considering that I'm a little bit on the sidelines of a DAM professional myself, being a taxonomist, but I do see those similarities there, and I recommend this for people going into taxonomies as well or other fields such as content management. that involves having not just having more of a broader skill set and experience. Mm-hmm. So combining a DAM background with perhaps taxonomy management or content management or knowledge management experience, mm-hmm. Or also indexing background that I have had or experience with maybe search technologies or more of a technology background, and perhaps a subject area expertise. So mm-hmm. so something to some specialized area to distinguish oneself. And also, I think people should be open to any industry. I mean, you might think of maybe traditional kind of media-based industries, but all kinds of companies, all kinds of industries now have a growing corpus of different kinds of assets. You know, I never thought I'd end up in the wind energy industry, but, you know, just if you keep one's eyes open to anything and you know, network a lot.
Yeah, great idea. Well, thanks, Heather.
Okay, you're welcome. Nice to talk with you.
No problem. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.